Vice Mayor Jeremy Maxson got a promotion of sorts as he ran unopposed for mayor. He received 448 votes. Maxson has only been on the assembly for 2 years. He says no matter what role someone has on the assembly, it's still a big responsibility.
There's a lot of really important decisions that have to be made on a regular basis, and if the community has the confidence in me to do that, then you know I'm that makes me feel very happy and proud, and I'm going to do my best to do what's right for Wrangell.
Maxson says he's excited about the challenges ahead.
I'm looking forward to a lot of the projects and ideas that we've got on the plate and in the works, and in providing some continued positive leadership on the borough assembly and in the community.
Bill Privet is guaranteed Assembly Seat E. The former mayor ran unopposed as a write-in candidate when no one showed interest in a seat. He received 73 out of 154 write-in votes. Mike Simons is leading Todd White for seat F. Simon received 284 votes and White got 261. In the other contested race, there were four candidates and only two seats up for grabs on the hospital board. Sylvia Edifall and incumbent Mark Robinson managed to pull in 288 votes apiece. Bob Maxson and incumbent Jackie Dozier finished the race in third and fourth, respectively. Maxson had 250 votes. Dozier received 202 votes. There were no changes in the Port Commission and school board races. Bill Connect and John Yeager ran unopposed for the Port Commission, as did Peter Helgeson, Rinda Howell, and Chrissy Smith for the school board. Connect took home 443 votes, and Yeager received 458 votes. Helgeson and Howell each received 449 votes to get three more years on the school board. Smith won 466 votes for the right to finish out a two-year unexpired term. And finally, Evergreen Elementary School will get a new playground. 400 voters said yes to Proposition 1. 162 voted no. The proposition allows the borough to release $225,000 in general bonds to help repair the aging playground. Evergreen Elementary principal Therese Ashton says it was wonderful to hear the overwhelming results. She credits the Wrangell Playground Project's campaign efforts for it passing.
They were able to get the information out there that people needed to understand and know about this bond issue, and apparently they were successful in getting that message across, and they did a great job.
Ashton says the next step for the school district is to start a bidding process for an architect to design the playground.
Main thing for me is to make sure that the surface area is appropriate for our type of weather. It'd be really great if we had enough in the budget to get a covered area that would be really useful to us, and as well as to have good playground equipment. So there's a lot of things that he's going to have to be looking at to make sure that our needs are met.
Residents will have to pay an increased mill rate over a 15-year period to pay back the bonds. Last year, the proposition failed by a narrow margin. There were 570 ballots cast in this year's local election. 17 question and 5 special needs ballots were also cast. Those ballots, along with the absentee ballots, will be counted on Thursday. The local election will be canvassed on Monday, October 11th. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.